punching our tickets to hell one contest at a time. Listen to Dunham and Miller, mornings at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Polaris and McKinney and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're out today at the Varsity Club here in Frisco. We are giving away Grand Slam DVD collections from MGM Home Entertainment featuring four baseball classics, Bull Durham, Eight Men Out, The Jackie Robinson Story, and The Pride of the Yankees. We have two very, very foxy ticket chicks here.
Do we ever.
That's right.
These might be the top two on the roster right now.
And if you slip them a couple of bucks, they will dance for you. Come out and gear up for the NCAA championship game. Kids Eat Free, happy hour specials go on from 4 until 7. The Varsity Club is at the corner of 423 and 720 out here in Frisco. Now, usually, my travels out here in this part of the world don't take me this far north in Frisco, I must say. I mean, they generally stop at 121 when I come out this way, so this is foreign territory for me.
Used to, the only time I came here was when I was in high school. Back in the 70s, and things have changed a little bit since then.
When you had to play the Fighting Coons?
Yes. We always had a good track meet over here that we'd go to.
Well, right now it is time to stop down for a little
entertaining news for you.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets and Jack Daniels. But let us focus on the Texas Tickets element of this. They're at
696-8001.
Yeah, 696-8001.
That's why now, we have tonight, a partnership. We can help each other out with these kind of things.
Tonight, there is WWE wrestling at the AAC, Grego.
How would you like to be on national TV flipping the bird like Dick Hicks?
With both hands, nonetheless. What a great moment for him that was. I hope somebody is committed to that to videotape somewhere. And someday, one of his kids asks him about it.
We can show that to little Sam.
Right. Or Cletus. And they ask him about that. And Texas Tickets can get you ringside if you want to live that Dick Hicks dream tonight. Just call them at 214-696-8001. And always remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who is taking on a look of serious rodentia these days. Here he is, the one and only Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hello, Michael. Well, I'm always excited when an old band who used to have a lot puts out a new record. And in this case, that old band is The Who.
Who?
The Who at one time, one of the greatest live rock and roll bands in the world, if not the best at their height. Am I close to being right? Or do they trump themselves as being such?
At their height, you're not too terribly far off.
Okay.
If you went to see The Who circa, I don't know, shortly after after Woodstock came out, the movie, then you just had to be wowed, as I did and was. At the end of that show, Pete Townsend threw his SG out into the crowd. Somebody out there today has that.
I felt the same way in 89, man. It was like I was right there at Woodstock.
Man. Yeah, man.
Well, now they have a new record. Actually, it's a best of record with a new song on it.
Corby, bands haven't put out records in 10 years.
Well, that's what if you're in a band like me, we still call them records.
Right. It's short for recording, Greg.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I believe there are a couple of new songs on there. Are there not?
I think there's two. Yeah. And there's one that we have in our possession. It is the Pete Townsend penned Real Good Looking Boy that I found on the internet under the age of 13.
What?
I don't know if the title of it is exactly that drawn out.
It is Real Good Looking Boy.
Is that a good idea for him?
That's not a good idea at all.
Well, that's okay. He is who he is. Let's accept that.
I have a prediction to make.
Go ahead, Danny.
That this will suck ass.
Let's give The Who a chance. All right? Here it is from The Who, Real Good Looking Boy.
Oh, man, this sucks.
Told you.
Like being in mass.
That's what that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah.
I can't think of worse timing for anybody to come out with something like that after they just had charges brought upon them for...
Well, don't put... You know that has nothing to do with that.
I still don't think I'd have released this.
I'll tell you what. And I'm not lying, Danny.
Oh, no.
Not that bad. I actually kind of like that. And you know what? If I heard it on the radio, I'd listen to it. That's not that bad.
Did you listen to it all the way through?
Does it change ever?
Yeah, does it go anywhere?
Over and over and over.
No, that's. I wanted to listen to it just as you boys did for the first time.
I fell asleep after the second line.
Well, I'm sure there's a bridge in there where it tricks up a little bit. That's not bad. You guys think that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You have an agenda. How about you, Mike?
Bad.
Greg, did you mind it, or are you just thinking of kitty porn?
I'm not qualified to make a... I'm not a musician like you guys. I'm not qualified.
That's a good point.
Well, you know what you think, though.
Yeah, play the washtub, Greg.
I kept thinking that this is not a good idea for
ticket stock this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
I kept thinking how absurd it is that a guy that was brought up on child obscenity charges would write a song, "There's a Good-Looking Boy."
A real good-looking boy.
Good God. I mean, that's just horrible. That's just bad timing.
I don't have a problem with the content. I think it's actually kind of cool that he does that, because he was exonerated of the charges, and this is basically him maybe giving the middle finger, saying, you know what, I'll write what I want. You think what you want. I don't have a problem with the content at all.
You just think the song sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
A real good-looking boy.
And I'll tell you what. I still love hearing those guys. I love hearing new stuff from those from guys like the Stones and the Who. And you know what? If Zeppelin ever got their act together... Why can't they?
Because one of their guys is gone.
Well, you know what?
They
thought Keith Moon sounded kick-ass on drums
right there,
Greg.
Just like the Beatles did, okay?
Well, the Beatles were going to get back together, and they still might.
Huh.
It's going to be real tough.
That'd be good. Ringo and Paul.
Right.
Woo-hoo.
That's it. Just like the White Stripes. I didn't think it was bad. And you know what? I still say that the Stones' Bridges to Babylon record is one of their best in 20 years. Matter of fact, I think it's their best since
Girls?
Tattoo You. Yeah.
What about Emotional Rescue?
Well, that was before Emotional Rescue.
What about Black and Blue?
That was 1975.
Yep. What about Let It Bleed?
That's right.
Okay, I'm talking about 1984 on.
What about Piper at the Gates of Dawn?
Mm-hmm. Someday you'll all die, and I'll laugh. I always like to...
Whose death was that?
Yours.
Oh, no.
I know. <There's> Danny. I always like to take a close look into what the kids are thinking. And the Nickelodeon Network had their Kids Only Kids Choice Awards. And they were announced last night.
Didn't they have a couple of good hosts for that show?
I don't know. Did they?
I thought I saw like Ben Stiller and somebody else.
Maybe so. But as far
Courtney
as...
Love?
Yeah, Courtney Love. as far as like their
maybe
favorite
get Courtney Love and Bobby Brown together to do that.
This is the way the youth of America is thinking right now. Their favorite male sports star? Anybody want to guess?
Kobe?
Tiger.
No and no.
Shaq.
You got to think X. outside.
Oh, I bet it is. Oh, I bet it's Freddie like Doo-Doo. Tony Hawk.
Very good,
like
Grego.
That.
Freddie Doo-Doo.
Tony Hawk is their favorite male
Doo-Doo?
Sports star.
Hey, I'm telling you that the new generation now that's like under the age of 15, they don't have anything to do with team sports. It's all bicycling and inline skating and skateboarding
snowboarding.
And snowboarding and all that. It's all those X Games.
And Tony Hawk's like 40-something.
I know.
That's great.
Tony!
Their favorite television show is SpongeBob SquarePants. Their favorite male...
That's George's favorite TV show, too.
Their favorite male singer, Nelly.
Oh. Yeah.
Their favorite female singer...
Beyonce.
Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
Their favorite song, Hey Ya. So they think like adults. Let's see. Their favorite book is Harry Potter. Their favorite movie actor is Jim Carrey. Actress is Amanda Bynes.
Mm-mm.
And here's the oddest category they had last night. Because they had like different categories for film. One of them was favorite fart in a movie. And that award went to Kangaroo Jack.
Who's Amanda Bynes?
I don't know. Maybe it's... Did I read that right? B-Y-N-E-S? There was the kangaroo farting.
Nope.
Yeah, Amanda Bynes. I don't know who that is. No, probably some kiddo. Probably hot. I'm going to guess hot.
I'm going to guess 12.
Kelly Osbourne has checked herself into rehab. Actually, her family has checked her in after they found what Ozzy says was 500 or so pills underneath her bed.
500?
500.
What kind of pills were these?
Painkillers. She is addicted to painkillers.
Mm.
A British tabloid took a picture of her buying drugs on Sunset Boulevard and was trying to sell it. The parents found out about it. They went searching around her room and pulled out a bag of pills. Ozzy says, the bag was delivered to me. I opened this bag and it was full of pills. There must have been 500 of them. And so...
Well, as loopy as he is, that could have been 10.
He and Sharon checked her right into rehab. So there's kid number two in rehab. She's 19 years old. Jack just got out for his addiction to OxyContin, pot, and alcohol.
What a stable family.
You know, those kids...
Did they ever have a chance?
They never had
no, they
a
really didn't.
No, they really
they
didn't.
They really didn't.
At least they're getting help
and
now.
Then, yeah, and then they threw them on that TV show, and they're making... I mean, those kids, they know that they're worth...
Millions.
20 million apiece or something crazy like that.
Yeah, but that damage was done a long time ago.
That was done way before any TV
yeah,
show.
First of all, it's in their genes. Number two, they grew up seeing it. They see it now.
And Sharon and Ozzy were too busy having threesomes with Randy Rhoads to be parents.
Look.
So let's hold a good thought for Kelly Osbourne.
I think Jack drove her to rehab.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
God. Another sign that America is a bunch of big, dumb idiots. Hellboy is number one at the box office. Making $23.5 million.
It's all your kids.
God.
It's all your kids that were at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Hellboy.
Yeah, they're like Tony Hawk.
Hellboy.
Normal ones are still into the great games of football, baseball, and basketball.
You think?
Yep.
Tony!
It's just there's not... It's just there's not very many of them around, Ron. Not that very many of them left. Which is a shame. There are more
Tony.
Than you think.
Number two was Walking Tall, the remake starring The Rock. It made $15 million. And Johnny Knoxville. By the way, did you guys know that when we were gone to Arizona... That Johnny Knoxville was up here on Dunham and Miller?
Was he really?
Yes.
I don't think he was up here.
Yes, he was, because one of our buddies shared a smoke with him down in the lobby. or outside the lobby.
I ran into him at South by Southwest. He was hanging out at Coyote Ugly all day.
I swore they just had him on the phone.
Our buddy Alex.
Which buddy is this?
One of our friends who works in the building, who's an architect here. One of Danny and I's friend.
And makes millions.
Millions. But he said he the guy, Johnny Knoxville, walked out to him when they, at cigarette corner down there. And was like, hey, dude, can I bum a smoke? Yeah, sure. They sat there and talked for a minute, and Johnny got in his limo.
They were inseparable.
Yeah, Pete Rose's sister's down in the
Cancer
corner.
Cancer Kazoo Lane.
They were inseparable.
The Smoking Joe, Pete Rose's sister, Johnny and Alex down there sharing a cigarette.
You know what? If we could pay her enough money, I would pay $5,000 a year to have Pete Rose's sister down there every day passing out cigarettes. What did Alvin just say? That he was here?
That was Seth.
What did he say?
He was on The Bone live in concert, and then Dunham and Miller were out that day, so he did a phoner with them.
Oh, okay.
But he was up here.
Okay.
And smoking.
And smoking?
Mm-hmm.
They were inseparable.
You know, if we ever get rid of Doc, if we ever want to change voices for the station, let's get her.
They were.
And Danny? Oh,
another left turn.
Passing gas and blaming it on the dog.
You think we can get in touch with her somehow?
Maybe. And just get her to read a bunch of those?
Yeah. We'll pay her.
Hell yeah, we'll pay her. Let's get her.
In Kent's. Danny, it was a sad day 10 years ago for me and you and Kevin and
Boo
and the rest of our generation when we learned that Kurt Cobain had decided to blow his head off.
Boy, that's right.
Well, you saved this till now?
What do you mean till now?
Bearing the lead, Kevin.
I wanted to make D-News exciting all the way through.
All right.
I wanted people to stick around.
You've done that,
save
sir.
Save the best for last.
Mission accomplished.
Actually, we didn't learn about the death until a few days later because he sat there and let ants eat his body away and drink his blood for 3 days.
That was predicted by me well ahead of time.
Beneath the bridge above the muddy banks of the Wishkaw River, he blew his head off.
Let me ask a question. Was he really that great?
Yes.
You know, at the time, yeah. There's no question.
Grego, the fact that every band on the Eagle tries to sound exactly like Nirvana, even to this day, I think he was pretty important.
Well, I just thought the question needed to be asked.
And the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, who was their drummer, Nirvana, said music at that point was so prefabricated, so fake, so hairspray, that Nirvana was really a breath of fresh air. It was more organic than anything we'd seen in music in 20 years, which is true. I mean, they changed the way rock and roll was looked at in America.
All right, but listen to this. What is really going on here? Turn that up. Come
down. Hey, this is a great song.
I agree, but what's really going on here?
Well, you got a guitar player, a bass player, and a singer. But, you know, it was more...
playing melodic, post-punk rock and roll.
You know, it was real dirty. It wasn't tricked up in the studio. And you look at the way they dressed, and that had probably just as much to do with it than anything.
They invented a genre, didn't they?
They were the anti-fashion band.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he wore just cruddy-ass jeans and T-shirts. And, you know, meanwhile, guys like Danny in the late 80s were wearing pants that said F all over them, and their hair was all teased up. It was a low point for American music.
Danny was a lot more useful then than he is now.
Damn right, Michael.
Was Sahara Rain still around when this went on? I mean, did this signal the end for Sahara Rain?
It was about the end anyway, but yeah.
Right when that happened, I mean, it was over. And for every band of that ilk, their lives were over.
I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
I know.
Amazing.
I'm going to be dead before long.
No, you're not.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. What year did Nevermind come out? 91?
92?
Yeah, 91.
I think it was 91. Yeah.
It got really popular in 92. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. But anyway, shout out to Courtney Love.
Why?
And Frances Bean Cobain, because she's the widow. She was widowed. And little Frances was left an orphan.
Boy, now there's another kid.
He had his mother.
Well, kind of. Half orphan.
There's another kid that's got a nice, stable family background.
Like
huh?
A mulatto orphan.
right, that is the news for today.
Take care, Snake.
When we come back, we will get into our baseball predictions for the year next here on The Ticket.